Erevin daf mem beis, we're starting four lines from the bottom of mem aleph and beis. Aside from the din we had related to a person going out of their own tchum, either baratzin or ba'inis, there is a din that payers are kind of shvitzah in the same spot that their owners were also kind of shvitzah. So Abra Papa payers yatzu chutzul tchum v'chazu. If payers went out of the tchum and then they came back into the tchum, I feel amazed. Even if that happened, amazed. Someone did it on purpose that they took them there and then brought them back. And even if their own owners took them there and brought them back, loyav sidus mekayim, they don't lose out their makom, which means that they could still be eaten inside this area and within that ear, for example, or within their Tchum Shabbos, if that is a specific spot. My time, what's the reason? Because anusim anu. They are considered anusim. The payers are anusim, and it says if a Nachri took the payers out, Balkochim, just like we had before, and it's like it never left that area. And even if the owner of the payers took them out, which is a major chiddush. And Rashi says, if it's Yantiv, you can walk them even 2,000 Amis because you're allowed to carry. And if it's Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to carry, because you don't have an erev over there, mutar lachilu b'makos shechazu, you can eat these payers in the place where it was returned to. Now Tais points out, afilu l'haydafkinu, and even the person that brought it back, and he was the one who was oved es issa of a drabonim by taking it out of the tchum, v'lo yedomi l'mavash b'shabbos b'meizid, that it's not similar to cooking on Shabbos b'meizid that we know lo yechel that he can't eat. The hasam have issa d'raisa, over there's an issa d'raisa, but here since it's issa drabonim, therefore anyone could eat these payers once they come back inside the tchum. Esver Rabbi Yisrael b'shmei l'rapapa that we have a that says that they're always going to be also until they get back to their original spot within the tchum, and it has to be done when they're done b'shoygig. But it's mashma b'shoygig, and only if it's brought back b'shoygig. But b'mezid loy, we just said from our papa that payers shiyatzu tchum, and they come back even b'mezid that there's no problem of tchum at all. But here we say it's only b'shoygig and not b'mezid. The Gemara says einachnami tana, it's machleik tana, which means Rav Nechemia and Blazo ben Yakin are against the shita of papa. However, a papa holds the tana kama of the following brisa, the Tanya, because we went to the brisa, payers yatzu chutzul tchum b'shoygig yichelu. Any payers that went out of the tchum, over here we're not talking about the payers coming back. We're talking about the payers went out and stayed out of the tchum, and therefore, if it's b'shoygig, you're allowed to eat them. But b'mezid, however, if they were brought there b'mezid, and therefore you went against the Issur Rabbanan and you took it out, and it's still in the spot where it's outside the tchum, lo yichelu, you can't eat it at that point. Now, two quick points. First of all, Rashi said b'shoygig yichelu b'makom she'ein sham. You're only allowed to eat it when it's outside the tchum, within 4 amos that they would place. And now Rashi's bothered who actually could eat these pears if they're outside the tchum. Who's going there? Now the person that took them there, Rashi's mashmo that person actually can't eat it because he did the issur rabbanon of taking them out, and even b'shoygig you wouldn't be able to eat it. However, Rashi says emiyesh adam she'irv lo yisitzad oishay bnei ir acheres smuchlan, either a person that made an erev to that side, or if there's a city that's right near the spot where the payers are now found, then those people from that city could go and eat them. But actually, the person who put them there potentially wouldn't be able to eat them. Also, Tais points out, no one could eat them. We said before, if a guy brings something for a Jew, then the other Jews could eat it. That no one could eat it if it was done by Mezid. And we turn to Ben Bezim now. From Nechemiah, if they go back to spot, then they could be eaten. Shloibim kaiman. However, if it's in the spot where it's outside the tchum, that's called shloibim kaiman. Lo yechelu. No one could eat it. Not if you did it b'meizid, and not even if you did it b'shoygig. And the Gemara asked, "My bim kaiman." According to Rav Nechemia, he said, "Bim kaiman yechelu. You're allowed to eat when you go back into the tchum." What does that mean? Elaim bim kaiman b'meizid. If it means that you're allowed to eat even if you brought it back b'meizid, because we look at like we said before, according to Rav Papa, that it's considered like it was an oinus because payers don't have their own das, and therefore it's like not brought them back, and therefore you're allowed to eat. Well, Tony Badger, but we know that's not the case because they say in first, that the only time it would be mutter is only b'shoygig, but b'mezid it wouldn't work because b'shoygig and b'mezid loy. That was exactly the question on Rav Papa, which proved that Rav Nechemia, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, these Tanaim don't hold like Rav Papa. And a lot of the Gemara says b'mekayim b'shoygig must be that Rav Nechemia meant only b'mekayim it would work, but only if it's b'shoygig that he brought in, just like we had in Bryce before that Rav Nechemia said loy l'masum. Therefore, in this price, so we had machlekes between Tanakama and Rav Nechemia. We have to explain it by adding in words, and we say as follows: Payers yatzu chutzul tchum. If there were two payers that went out tchum b'shoygig yechelu. If they went out b'shoygig, you could eat it at that point wherever they are. B'mezid lo yechelu. Exactly like we said before, that once it's b'mezid that you brought it out and you were even takanz chacham of tchum, you can't eat it at all. But b'med v'murim, when do we say that shloim b'mekayman? Only if it's not b'mekayman. Al b'mekayman. But the Tanakama says if it would be back in alternate spot, which means it's chazul mukayman, afilu mezu yechelu, even would be mezu, just like Rav Papa said, yechelu, and therefore Rav Papa is going like the shita of the Tanakama. But also Rav Nechemi lemeima, on that Rav Nechemi comes and says, afilu mukayman nami b'shagim b'mezu loy, even if they get back to its original spots within its original trum, that's still only if the person brings their b'shagim, but if they brought it there on purpose or b'mezid, then you wouldn't be able to eat it. So the Gemara is saying, therefore, that there's machleik tanaim and Rav Papa holds like Tanakama. The Gemara says, loy, that's not right, because we could touch up the brisa and we don't say chsumim echso, and the Tanakama in this brisa is only referring to a case of shloim b'mukayim, and he didn't even discuss any halacha regarding if these payers went back within its trum. And the Gemara says, b'mezid b'mukayim and kulei amalei pligi da'aso, everyone agrees, if the person brought it back b'mezid to its proper place and is back into its trum, everyone agrees that it's still going to be aso because you did it b'mezid. And there's no machlekes between the Tanakama and Rab Nechemia, and they both actually disagree with Rab Papa, and therefore it's actually going to be a shverikite on Rab Papa. But v'hach b'shagig shloim b'mukayim pligi, the machlekes between Tanakama and Rab Nechemia is when it's a case of shagig, but it was brought shloim b'mukayim. Tanakama said b'shagig shari shloim b'mukayim, that Tanakama holds that when you did a b'shagig and you took it out of the trum b'shagig, then it's going to still be mutter to eat, even though it's shloim b'mukayim. But Rab Nechemia now comes to say that you and the Tanakama want to say it's a chil between shagig and mezid in a case where shloim b'mukayim. I disagree with you. If it's shloim b'mukayim, since it's now outside the trum, it doesn't make a difference if you're shagig or you're mezid. You still can't eat. And the only time I made a differential between a shagig and mezid is Zok Rab Nechemia. Rab Nechemia Sava, afilu shagig b'mukayim. The only time we could say that b'shagig you're allowed to eat is only once it brought back into and within its trum, then you're allowed to eat b'shagig if you did a b'shagig. But shloim b'mukayim loy. But when it's not in its proper place, it's outside the trum, then no one's going to make an afkamina between shagig and mezid. And I argue completely on the point of Nechemia. But everyone agrees, both Rab Nechemia and the Tanakama, according to this shita at this point, that there's no chesur mechsa, and therefore, if it's been mukayman, that b'mezid, there's no way you're allowed to eat if it came back b'mezid, and therefore, this would be against Rav Papa completely. But Zakti Gemara, I'm going to tell you safe, Rav Nechemia Blaz Ben Yaakov, I'm lo'ilam asun at shachsum mukayman shaygan, by the fact that we said Rav Nechemia Blaz Ben Yaakov say lo'ilam, that always it's going to be asa, until you bring it back into the Trum Shabbos, and you're only doing it b'shaygan, and we said shaygan in b'mezid lo'i, that the only time it's going to be mutta is if you brought it back b'shaygan, but not b'mezid. It seems that they're saying that we're arguing in Tanakama because Tanakama would hold that in that case b'mezid would also be shari. It's a good raya that it's machleik tanoim, and therefore Rav Papa holds like Tanakama and not like Rav Blaz Ben Yaakov and Rav Nechemia. And let's just see this in Tzad Rashi. Rashi in Deep Mask of Havim in the middle it says by the fact that it says loilam asurim achi achsu sheik m'shma mina that lefina Tanakama de shari hechadik chodol etayir kagoyin shayu shloim m'kayim or mezid m'kayim. There's two ways according to Tanakama that should be mutter, as long as you have one possible way for heter. For example, if you did a shagig and not in its proper place, or even if it's been mazed, but it's been mukayman, that would be enough. Kiven ikachad al tibusa, since it's one item that is actually for its benefit. But v'kam Rav Nechemia, and that Rav Nechemia and Rav Blaz Ben Yaakov say, lo'ilam asurim ad ikatati latera shagig mukayman. You need two aspects in order to be matter. First of all, it has to be done b'shagig, and number two, it has to be in its proper place, back in its tchum shabbos, and it's actually a machleik tanayi. The Gemara continues. Someone's walking and he doesn't know where the Trum Shabbos starts, and he's in a certain area and there's no measurement or no place where there's a landmark where he knows that that's the Trum Shabbos. You could walk your standard steps of a regular person, which is about an amr, like Rashi says, and therefore you could take 2,000 steps in one direction, and then you could be walk back to your original spot and then walk again each way 2,000 amr, which is a regular Trum Shabbos. And the chiddush they say over here is that it is an issa to measure something on Shabbos, but here, since it's not noticeable that you're measuring, therefore there's no issa. If someone was kind of a shvisa in an open valley and there's no actual walls around it, and therefore you only have your dalat amis, and then from there you have 2,000 amis as the standard way of Trum Shabbos. The kifur nachar mechitza b'Shabbos, and then goyim came and on Shabbos they make a mechitza, and now that mechitza was made ladira, and therefore it could be as large as they want. There's no maximum amount for this walled area, because something that's walled, we know, and it took a ladira, there's no din of base asayim. We only had a din base asayim in the early prakim when we were talking about an area where it was loy hukal ladira, and then we said the maximum size you're allowed to carry in is something that's up to a base asayim like the chatzah mishkan. But here, since it was now a kufa mechitzas, and mechitzas are always considered mechitzas, even though that they were made on Shabbos, because the Kaimelon Rashi says mechitzah not b'Shabbos mechitzah, it's considered mechitzah. So the din is mahalach apayim amma, you're allowed to walk 2,000 amas. You're not allowed to walk the entire amount of this area, because since you were Shabbos b'vika and there were no walls at that point, therefore that becomes your shvisa, and there's no way to fix it up just by by making mechitzas. However, since it's now mechitzas, therefore, you're allowed to carry for sure up to your 2,000 amos, no problem. But even more than 2,000 amos, if you take something and throw it, as long as it's within the mechitzas, that would not be a problem because these mechitzas are considered mechitzas, but again, it didn't have itza. And Rashi explains, even though you can't walk there, you're allowed to carry there by throwing it. While you're in the 2,000 amos, you're allowed to carry no matter what, and you're allowed to walk with it. You don't have to zerik. The mechitzas are because they're actual regular mechitzas. However, Rabbi Huna argues on Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Shmuel and says, "Mahalach alpayim amos, you're allowed to walk 2,000 amos like we just said, but metaltal dalad amos. All you're allowed to be metaltal is only dalad amos and not more, because just like a Rishis Rambam and a Karmelis, all you have is your dalad amos. And over here, when you started Shabbos, there were no mechitzas around, so you can't carry more than dalad amos. Practically, more metaltal bekulai days week. What's wrong with being metaltal? L'chayim Rabbi Huna is correct. A mechitza that is made on Shabbos, we know is a mechitza, and therefore you're right. You can't walk more than 2,000 amos. But Rav Huna is correct. You should be able to at least be zurich to any space within these mechitzas. The Gemara answers no. Shemi yimashach hachafetzai. There's a gzera because maybe if you throw something out of your 2,000 amos, you actually go and walk outside to go to your chafetz, and therefore we said it's a gzera because we're only allowed to walk 2,000 amos. Therefore, you can't throw anything even though it's within mechitzas. But the Gemara asks, but paim misl tafel k'orche l'chayra in the 2,000 amos, you're allowed to walk. You should also be able to carry there. Why do you say you're only allowed to carry in dalad amos? You have mechitz over there, and therefore you should be able to carry. Now, you have a problem. Maybe you'll be meshach achafes and walk out of your tchum, but within 2,000 amos, you should be able to carry. Why do we say only 4 amos? The Gemara says, Mishim nahav mechitz shnifas in balun l'makom asla. And now, in this case, since you can't go and walk to that area, and you can't carry there because we made the gzera of zrika atu tiltal, we're scared that you're going to walk out of your 2,000 amos. So therefore now, between your space of your 2,000 amos and the walls of this new city, there's actually space, which is now nifras in balun l'makom asla. This space between your 2,000 amatum and the walls is actually a space. There's nifras in balun l'makom asla, and we learned before, in such a case, it's completely awesome to carry in that area. Now, Chiya Bar Rav comes up with another shita. Chiya Bar Rav, Amar mahalach alpayim amos, you're allowed to walk 2,000 amos because that's now your tchum. And you're allowed to carry within your 2,000 amos, but not more. So the Gemara says, come on, like Rav Nachman, like Rav Huna. It's not like Rav Nachman because Rav Nachman says you're allowed to carry up to 2,000 amos. You're allowed to throw something even further. And it's not like Rav Huna because he said all you have is 4 amos. And there can be no basis for such a shita because if he holds that there's and that's why you can't carry more than 2,000 amos, then you shouldn't be able to carry within your 2,000 amos either because it would be considered nifritz b'mulu l'makam asala. And the Gemara says, according to Chiya Bar Rav, don't say that he said metalt b'al paim amo, but ema metalt b'al bar. You're all allowed to be metalt in zabar. In fact, Gemara, ha'chi ha'in Rav Huna, Chiya Bar Rav, shita is exactly like Rav Huna. The Gemara says, ema v'chein ha'rab Chiya Bar Rav. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Rav Nachman says Rav Huna, like typically the Shmuel, you should be chaylik on what I brought down from Shmuel. The Tanya Kavasa, because we have a braisa that's exactly like Shmuel. The Tanya, because we went to the braisa, and we turned to Mambeiz on Mambeiz. Hayamayit above, the kalsim yidas b'chatzi air. If someone's measuring for himself in Tchum Shabbos, and the measurement came out that it ended in the middle of the city, mutl tatl b'chala air kula, you're allowed to be metalta in the entire city, or v'achal yavis at Tchum Baraglam. However, you can't walk past this area of the Tchum, because if your Tchum finished at the chatzi air, that's all you're allowed to walk, not more. But you're allowed to throw something and be metalta something for the rest of the city. So if I'm able to throw something, I'm able to throw it. I can't walk there and I keep it metalta, be a dayim, but I can throw it. The Gemara says, but my metalta, what are you carrying? Lava Yidei Zrika. It must be like we just explained, Al Yidei Zrika. But L'chayr, we should say that there's a gzera, Shemi Mashach Achrav. You see from here that the Brisa holds, you're not Gezer Shemi Mashach Achrav. And therefore, it can't be that as far as Rav Huna correct. So Rav Huna, Loi Al Yidei Mashicha. What it means in its Brisa that it says that you're allowed to be Metalta Bekula doesn't mean you're allowed to throw something further. It just means if something is out of your Tchum, for example, after the half of the city, you have something that's further away and you have a way to drag it to within half of the city, within the area that it's in your Tchum, you could actually drag it towards you and there's no problem of tiltal in that case. Now, why is that not an issue? Because even though we generally would hold that there's a gzeir shami mashach achar, and that's why you can't be zerik it further, but to pull it towards you, there's no gzeir. Like Rashi says, shemayshach mechutz l'apayim l'teich apayim, tohasim lek l'mizik shami yimashach, delav chafetzif, who it's not considered as chafetz, adem maisel agabeim, chi maisel sulam apikle. Once it gets to him, he's not going to go outside that area. And in such a scenario, al day mashicha, there's no reason for such a gzeira, and that's what the brisa means. Amar Rav Huna says, "Hay moed above the kalsim yidas b'chatzi chatzah." If someone's measuring through Shabbos and the midah it finishes in half of the chatzah, ein loy el chatzi chatzah, you only can walk to chatzi chatzah. You can't walk any further. Zakhmar pshita, of course, you can't walk further. It's out of your tchum. Zakhmar says, "Ein loy yesh loy chatzi chatzah." the chiddush is that he has a right to walk in this chatzi chatza. In fact, Gemara Hanami Pshita L'Chayyav. Of course, it's pashut that he can walk in this chatza and up to halfway because that's a tchum Shabbos. But the Gemara says Malotei Malechus Dumo Aslul Tulu Bekula Kamash Blood. You might think that L'Fira of Huna, who said before that we have Xer Shami Mashach Achav over here, also when someone walks up to half a chatza, maybe he'll actually walk further and out of his tchum and carry something in that area, which is going to be also Kamash Blood. We're not chayshu for that, and he's allowed to walk up to half this chatza. Rav Nachman says, "Meidli Huna, Rav Huna is meidtum Shimhay meidet above the kolsim idasel svastikra mutal tatum chalabayis." Even though Rav Huna said that you guys are shami mashiach, but over here where you measured and you came to your midah that it got exactly to the wall of a house, and there's a pirtza, there's a hole in the wall on that side of the house, then you're allowed to take something and throw it from your tchum Shabbos into that area because you're not being meitzi from rishus to rishus, and there's no issur d'oraisa over here. Now you might say that Rav Huna should say shami mashiach achav, just like he said before that we don't let you throw something further because maybe you'll walk outside the tchum. My timer, hayo b'tikus habayis chagatas, over here, since it's tikus habayis and you see that it's noticeable that this is a separate area, and like Rashi says, nerois ki yardis v'saismis v'ikah hekah v'loy mamshach, since it's a hekah, therefore a person won't walk and won't go after the thing he threw inside. Shoei enum naisim b'tikra v'simulay shesham kalsim yidasa, because he has a simon that that's exactly where his measurement and where his tchum Shabbos ends. Now let's remember that Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel and Amud Aleph that if someone was Shavas in a Bikah and then Nachum surrounded him with Mechitza, the din is that he could walk 2,000 Amos and he could throw something even further than 2,000 Amos because you have the heck of a Nachum. And as we said, that a wall that's made on Shabbos is considered a Mechitza. And we don't make a Xerah that since you can't walk out of that 2,000 Amos, therefore you shouldn't be able to throw because you might come to actually walk to where you threw your Chafetz. There's no Xerah, Shemi Yamashach Achachafetz. And Rav Huna was of the opinion that you can't throw something further than the area you walk, Shemi Mashach Achafetze, as we explained in Amud Aleph. Now, let's just remember that the scenario could be very simple. For example, a case on Yontiv, where a person has a din of Tchum Shabbos, and therefore you're only allowed to walk 2,000 Amos, but Tiltel is Mutah even much further than that. And this Machlekes of Nachman Rav Huna would be relevant to that case. According to Rav Nachman, in the name of Shmuel, there wouldn't be a prompt to throw something further than Tchum, because we're not worried, Shemi Mashach Achafetze. However, the fear of Huna, since there's an Issa of Tchumin, therefore, if there's a scenario where your tchum ends and you're still allowed to carry, you're not allowed to go and carry further or throw something further. So now the Gemara says, Rav Huna Breda Rav Nosson Ketanoi. Rav Huna Breda Rav Nosson says, this machlek is between Rav Nachman and Mishmuel and Rav Huna. If we make a gzer, Shem Yimashach HaFetzai, or we don't, is like the following machlek Ketanoi. We had an Amish that said, if Goyim take a person and place him in another city, and they place him in a corral, for example, a place where it's surrounded by walls, Rav Galil, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, we're going to call this the Shita of Rav Gamliel, that he holds that he could be Mahalach Kula, he could walk the entire area because we look at it as his own Dalet Amos. Now, even though if a Goy puts you in a place where it's not surrounded by walls, you only have four Amos, even though you put there by Oinus. However, here, since you're in an area where it's surrounded by walls, you're allowed to walk the entire area. Rabbi Shua Rukivayim, Ainla El Ab Amos, you still only have four Amos in this case because we consider it that you added the Trub. And the Gemara explains, my love, Rav Gamliel, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, the Amru, Mahalach Kula, the like God's that they hold that you're allowed to walk the entire area since it's surrounded walls, even though if a guy would place you in the area where it's a bika and it's a valley and it doesn't have any walls around, you're only allowed to walk Dalet Amos, and even though there's a potential for someone to get mixed up and think, just like in an area where I was placed in a deer by a guy, I was allowed to walk the entire area, maybe there's a din that in a bika also I could walk because I was only put there by Inus. So you see the fear of Gamliel that you don't make any xeris, and therefore since they don't make xeris in such a case, so tiltal atu hilach like Gazri. Also, by tiltol atu hilach, they're not going to make exerit to say that since I can't walk in a certain area, therefore I can't be metalto, I can't throw something in that area, and that would be exactly like Rav Nachman that said in the name of Shmuel that there's no exerit. And Rashi just points out that even though Rav Nachman and Rav Gamliel can't be exactly the same shita, like Rashi says, va'avagav the Shabbos b'bika ve'kifur Nachman leisviu kavasei, for sure he doesn't hold like him to do avagav the Shabbos ba'av mechitzah shari, even though you weren't Shabbos in those areas beforehand, it's mutah. Bahami Akram Nachman Kaimai, that at this point, at least, the holy Akram Nachman of the Gazrin Shami Mashach. Inami Rashi points out, Bishavis Bukha Nami Sirul Kavase, it could be that Rav Gamliel actually agrees to this point, Rav Nachman, even by Shavis Babika. The only reason that was able to matter you when you placed into a deer and sire was because the guy took you out on Shabbos, and therefore you're an Inus. So now he gave you the full area of this deer and Bika to walk around in. But if you yourself went into an area and you have 2,000. 2,000 amos, like Rashi says in Malav, since you're able to anyway walk 2,000 amos, and therefore the Rabbanan didn't give you an heter because the guy built walls around it to now walk in that entire area. And the Gemara continues with that dimyan, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Kiva, the Amrim, Ein Lo Ela Ab Amos, the Gazer Hilch Diva Sari, Atar Hilch the Bika. It must be that the reason why they say you only have 4 amos is because they say, just like a Bika, you can't walk except for 4 amos when a guy places you there. Therefore, even though there's a deer and Sari and it's surrounded by walls, we're only going to let you walk 4 amos. And therefore, when the Hilch Atar Hilch Gazer, just like the Gazer in two areas of Hilch Atar Hilch, therefore, Tilto Atar Hilch Nami Gazer, we should be Gazer by Tilto Atar Hilch, and it must be that they hold like the Shita Rav Huna. The Gemara says, Mimai, who said that they're similar? Why don't they aren't they guys in those cases? Because Hani Mil Hasan, the Shteh Bekhaim is saying they're totally different places, and therefore a person not can make a mistake and say that the Rabbanan said by a Sayyid and Deer, I'm allowed to walk more than a place where it's a Bika. Why? Because a Sayyid and Deer, they realize it has walls around, and that's why we're after you. But a Bika which doesn't have walls, therefore we only have 4 Amis. There it's Mamish in one place where I'm walking up to a certain point, and then I have a right to throw it. There we should be Geyser, then maybe someone will be Nimshach Achacha Feitzoi. And as the Gemara says, Hachinami, the Gazer Gzeir, Shami Mashach Achacha Feitzoi. However, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Kiva Nami, Mimaitim Shur, the Gazri, who said that the reason why they said, you're not allowed to walk where there's a corral and there's actual walls, that you're not allowed to walk more than 4 Amis, is because of Gzeir, Dilma Shur, the Kasava, they have a different reason. Kiyam, Mina, Kal, Bayas, Kul, Kaaba, Amis, Dami, when do we say the entire house? Or where there's a wall around something that's considered all like 4 Amis, you're allowed to walk in the entire area. Hadimi Hechel, the Shabbos, Ba'ab, Mechitz, Ba'yayim. That's where you were actually kainu yeshvisa in that area, mi bay yom, and therefore you have the entire area, even if it's a very large area. But over here, for example, where the person wasn't shavus in this area, mi bay yom, and therefore he wasn't kainu yeshvisa here, he just happens to find himself here because a guy put in the abayinus, Rabbi Kiva holds, there's no difference between putting a person in a bika or where a guy places him in an area where it's muka mechitzas, the same didn't apply, and you only have 4 amis. But Rabbi Kiva's din has nothing to do with Gzeira Shem Yimashach Chafetzai, and therefore, in the case of Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, over there, potentially Rabbi Kiva could hold, like the Shitas Rav Nachman, that we have no Gzeira at all, and we'll stop over here.